shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Somebody messed your stuff up.
Yes, it did.
Hey, it's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Jill Manor. Hey, remember Jill Manor.
Happy Tuesday.
This is awesome. That's why you always, as the boss says, test your stuff out way before the show starts.
Hey, only one of these works now. There.
Okay. Welcome back to the show, Jill. Congratulations on your graduation.
Thank you.
Busy last couple weeks for you?
Yes, very. It's been nonstop. And I think, like, yesterday I woke up and I felt like I had been hit by a bus. Like, that's what it felt like.
And today you feel a little
today
better?
Today I'm, like, rejuvenated and back to my personality.
Well, you should be sleeping 10 hours.
Eight and a half, something
okay.
like that.
You know, I don't know what that even feel like. anyway, congratulations again. And it looks like you got lots of awards.
I did. I'm
and you got lots
thankful.
Of gifts, graduation
yes.
gifts. And
yes.
Yeah, because those milk jar or bottles you was telling me about for storing food in, them were cool.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them.
Yeah, I got a lot of, like, really practical gifts for, like, college life, which I really liked. Because you never know what you're going to need up there.
Well, you just need to be practical.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, let's check out some temperatures in the area right now. It's 69 degrees at, what is it? I had to think. Slap out. 66 at May, the May Ranch. 62 at Helena, home of Kip Hungleford. 68 at Arnett, home of the famous Lori Campbell. 67 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon.
Yes.
74 degrees at Hollis, capital of Harmon County. And it's 67 degrees at Medicine Park. Let's see what's happening out here in Texas. Man, it's just 70s, 70, 71, 72 everywhere. 72 at Odell, 73 at Childress. And the coolest spot in the Eastern Texas Panhandle right now is Miami at 70 degrees. So, anyway, lots. We got so much to talk about today. It's not even funny. I really, really miss you.
I'm sure you do.
And I get tired of everybody going, where's Jill? She's in high school.
Busy.
She's finishing her high school.
I'm trying to get out of school.
Yeah. So anyway, we've had a little fun on the show in the last week, and I've always mentioned Happy Friday, Happy Thursday, as Jill Matter would say. So, anyway, you got me saying it now.
Well, I've had several people tell me, like, are you going to do that through the summer? And I was like, well, I'm thinking about it. And eventually, I think I had so many people ask me to do it that I was like, okay,
right.
Fine, I guess I'll put up with Jimmy for another 3 months.
Yeah, so, anyway, well, we appreciate it. And I do. But I know Gabe and Blake love having you on here, too.
Well, it's good to know.
Yep, and so... Okay, let's see what happened in the ag world overnight. See what's crazy. I was looking at the grain prices futures a while ago, and everything on the board is in the red except for cattle. So anyway, we'll go over that here in just a little bit. Grain and soybean futures were lower in overnight trading as planting in the U.S. rolls on. So, and about 65% of the corn crop was planted at the start of the week, up from 49% a week earlier, the USDA said in its report yesterday. That's also well ahead of the prior five-year average of 59%. 30% of the crop has emerged versus 12% the previous week and the 25% average, I guess, of 5 years. Some 49% of the soybeans were in the ground as of Sunday, up from 35% last week and the average of 36%. 20% has emerged, up from 9% a week ago, and the average of 11%. So things are rolling with all these big fancy planters out there.
Yes.
That's the reason why they got it going on. You having some wire issues over
here? I'm having all kinds of issues over here. My headphones got broken. I'm trying to figure out which wire is connected to these ones.
Anyway, spring wheat sowing was more of a mixed bag with 40% planted, up from 24% the week prior, but behind the 57% that's normal. And then 13% has emerged at the start of the week, up from 5% the previous week. And way behind the 23% average. Traders are also keeping an eye on the Black Sea Grain Initiative, the agreement that allows ag products to be exported from Ukraine, which is set to expire in 2 days. United Nations officials said negotiations will continue to extend the agreement, which was originally implemented at the start of August and was renewed in November. A Ukrainian official said Monday no talks were planned concerning what was going on. Corn futures overnight for July delivery fell 3.25 to 589.25 on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for July delivery 4.5 cents down to 656.25 in Chicago. Kansas City futures declined to 6.5 cents to 891.75 a bushel. Soybean futures for July delivery was down 5.25 to 1395.5 a bushel. Soy meal dropped a $1.60 to $4.29.30 a short ton, while soybean oil fell 0.57 to $49.12 a pound. Weather, not much going on except flood watches. Flood watches and warnings have been issued for parts of southeastern Missouri. What? What?
Nothing. Weather's crazy in the Midwest.
Yeah. In parts of the southeastern Missouri and counties in southwestern Illinois, according to the National Weather Service, heavy rains have fallen in the area with another inch or two expected this morning. Excessive runoff may result in flooding or rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations. Low water crossings may be flooded. And don't drive in them. I don't care how high your truck sits up. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite problem in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, where near critical fire is an issue. Strong winds and low humidity will be an issue in much of northern Minnesota today before moving over into northern Wisconsin tomorrow. And so there you got it going on. Anyway, so when I come back from the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic, Happy Cap Hour, we'll have a little more on them. I'll give you an update on some weather in the Texas Panhandle. And then I got some, I'll give you an up-to-date market as of right now, what's going on with some of the grain prices and all the cattle prices. And I got a text message from Mr. Brandon Hickey with the Elk City Livestock in the Western Oklahoma. Looks like cattle are still doing very well.
That's good.
I've seen where a bull, maybe. Over at Clinton yesterday at the Western Oklahoma Livestock, WOL I call it, $1.37 a pound.
Wow.
He was either good or big. So anyway, that's a big price for a bull. So that's almost $1.50. You could almost get your money back from what you paid for it 5 years ago at one of these special sales that we have out here in Western.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, if anybody's listening, the Today in Ag text line is wide open. I wanted to see if anybody went to that sale at Claremore Saturday at the ranch sale. They sold 800 pairs or bred cows and pairs.
Oh, wow.
Text in to me. Tell me if it went good, if anything really stood out, if it's just an awesome sale altogether. I'd appreciate it. So, well, Jill and I'll be back right after this Stockman's Vet Clinic.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hypro. For High Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Mickey asked the questions. He wanted to make sure things were properly insured as far as values, not to be too high necessarily. You know, a lot of people are probably going to try to get them on up there where the premium is higher, and Mickey wasn't that way. He wanted real values, didn't want me paying any more premium than I needed to pay, but wanted me properly insured. If you start missing things by $1,000 or $10,000, that adds up in a hurry. Either you'll be underinsured and you'll be disappointed, or you're going to be overinsured and paying too much premium anyways. And Mickey made it a point that we nailed it on the head on every little last piece that I had. He took the time to do that. He made sure it was right. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And Jill Metter.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all, like, y'all that are on Facebook, you like my headphones today? They look great.
We had a little bit of equipment malfunction for the headphones.
It's okay, I got these little tiny ones now.
What's the out here in the Texas Panhandle, Dozer is the city that I picked today. Humidity's at 56, dew points at 56, temperature 73. The winds are out of the northwest at 5 miles an hour, 8 mile an hour wind gust. Peak wind gust today is 12 miles an hour. Just a pretty day out there.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, unless you're in this trailer park here.
Yeah, then it's there's snowing. Cottonwood everywhere.
Yeah, there's coming down hard. I mean, it is kind of pretty to watch.
No, it's not.
Not to breathe.
I just look at it, I'm like, that is the death.
Dozer, you guys have been doing pretty good so far this month. In the first 16 days of the month, you've got 2.05 inches of rain. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature is 68 degrees. Now, there we go. All right, let's check out a few. Let me update these prices because I just got one on my phone. Quick few prices. Corn July is down over 13 at 578. September's 504. Soybeans for July, 1359, down 41 today. August is 1291, down over 36 today. Soybean meal, July 425.50 is down a little over 5. August is 418.60. September is 406.90. Soybean oil for July, 47.23, down about 2.46 cents. August is 47.26, September 47.03. Wheat for July is at 6.44, down 16. And I'm sorry, hard red winter wheat for July, that's normal wheat. Hard red winter wheat for July is at 8.85, down 13. September's 8.73, down 12. Oats kind of holding their own. They're at 3.40 for July and 3.46 for September. Sugar is in the red today at 26 cents a pound for July and 25 cents a pound for October. Cotton is up, actually up July and October, 82 cents a pound. Live cattle for June, 163.75, August 162.37, October 166.87, December lives are 170.97. Feeders for May, 205.62. August is 231.35. Lean hogs for June, 86.97. 88.10 for July. August, 88.05. And let's see what, bless you. For all you people that care out there, the Japanese yen is down again today, 0.002750. S&P and Dow are in the red. NASDAQ is in the green. Oil, natural gas, everything's in the red. West Texas Intermediate for June is at 70.98, and natural gas is at 232 for June. Sorry, 237. Sorry. Anyway, let's see what happened yesterday at the Western Oklahoma. Let's start with Elk City. That way I go in order. Is this Elk City? Yes, it is. I got it. It's come from Brandon. They sold 12, bless you again, 1293 cottonwoods, 1293 head, Arapahoe and steers. There was some 244 pounders, brought $3.22. Some 300 pounders out of Eric, 328. Their weight was at 302. Had some out of Willow, weighing 517, brought 237. Had some out of Cordell, weighing 650, brought 207. And Sayre had some weighing 687, brought 208. And then they had a few out of Cheyenne, 691. Cutter bulls, 196 per hundredweight. Also, heifers, Hydro, 12 head, weighing 380, 234. 3 head out of Elk City, brought 241, weighing 442. Eric had 3, weighing 528, brought 220. Granite, they had 11 head, weighing 542, brought 223. And out of Elk City, they had 18 ladies, weighing 900 pounds, brought a buck 76. Butcher cows were bringing anywhere from 43 cents to a buck 5. And butcher bulls, 70 to 125.50. Bred cows bringing up to 1475. Pairs were bringing up to 2500 bucks. At Clinton yesterday at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Elk City, they had a little over 1,065 head. They had 12 steers weighing 591 out of Elk City, 219. They were calves. Cheyenne, they had some weighing 774, brought 205. They had a nice group out of Elk City, 177 head that weighed 784, brought 211.65. And then they had 34 head out of Cordell. Steers weighed 900 even, buck 89. Heifers didn't look like they're doing pretty good. Out of Hydro, they had 14 head, weighing 559, brought 218. And Elk City had 74 head, weighing 892, $1.79.10. They had some butcher cows bringing up to 107, and butcher bulls, well, I was wrong on that price. 139.75 was top end on the butcher bull. So that's almost $1.40. Per pound. Anyway, today, our hat sponsor, Stockman's Veterinary Clinic.
Yes.
Got anything good to say about them?
I do. I even have a new read for them. As temperatures increase and our drought continues, remember to keep an eye on your pets and livestock as ticks are thriving. Ticks carry diseases for our pets and rob our livestock of production and weight gains. Contact us for easy treatment and prevention programs for all species. With spring calving winding down, it's time to plan spring calf working and the vaccination program for your cow herds. call us and we can work together on a program and schedule that will fit your needs and production schedule. Also providing a full line of equine services, including vaccines and dental. Remember that good, clean water is the most important nutrient for all of our pets and livestock. Please check your water sources regularly. Proudly serving all of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, providing full service to all species in a complete mixed animal practice. You can call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after-hours emergency service.
She sends me a lot of Snapchats on what she does during the day. Some of them people can't handle, some people can handle. She's already sent me two today.
Well, I'm one of those people who can't handle a whole lot of like blood.
So you're not going to school for vet school?
No, so actually, funny story. I would say for most of my life, I wanted to go to vet school. And then my oldest dog, she cut her foot open really badly on, I have no clue, probably a piece of barbed wire or metal or something, almost like cut her entire foot off. It was really bad. And I think this was like on a Sunday, and the only person that could see her was Dr. Fox.
Yeah.
And so we took her out there, and I was in the room, and he was like sewing her up, and I was like, Dad, I feel like I'm going to pass out. And
yeah.
He was like, why don't you go outside and get some fresh air before you actually pass? I was like, that's a good idea.
So you learned there.
I learned there and then that I don't think I can be a vet. I don't think I can stomach it.
Our friend Case is going to vet school, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I seen him in one of your graduation pictures.
Yes, Case and I have been long-time childhood best friends for a very long time.
He's
so
a good kid.
He is. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited that I get to see him at college.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have a big brother there to protect you.
Yes. He's much taller than I am. He's like taller than me by like 2 feet, I feel like.
Yeah, he's a tall guy. He's taller than me. Well, I'm not very tall.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it was good. But I've seen a lot of stuff going on with a lot of different animals here in the past couple weeks from Stockman's. Because like I said, she mm-hmm. sends me, why? I don't know. She sends me the pictures. I guess she's bored. And because I know I'm not her only customer. So anyway, friendly reminder, 25 days from now, you have to have a prescription starting June 11th for mm-hmm. antibiotics. You're not going to go into that. Let's grab a bottle.
Grab
this.
Bottle. Well,
yeah, it's not going to happen anymore without a prescription.
Yep.
Make friends.
Make friends with your veterinarians.
Make friends. Friendly reminder from our local Department of Wildlife here in Oklahoma. Turkey season ends today.
Don't be hunting no turkeys after today.
Yeah. So anyway, turkey season's over today. If you haven't got your turkey, you need to get out there and get the gobbling and get the going. And I've been seeing, I seen 8 toms together over here west of Elk. I won't get specific with directions. I've seen them 3 days in a row now. And their beards are all of them, or the beards are painting the ground.
Really?
Yeah, big boys. I don't know where I missed them, but anyway. So anyway, we go. Let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about President Biden and money.
And energy.
Yep, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
A hit in the morning, between class, after school. Vaping sucks you in quick, not to mention all the chemicals and health problems everyone's talking about. That's why thousands of teens are ready to take back their life their own way with My Life, My Quit. When you sign up with us, you'll get a free and simple quit plan that makes it easier to stop vaping. Now's the time to get your life back. Visit MyLifeMyQuit.com or text StartMyQuit to 36072.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
It's been said that Jimmy Clark is the only man on the planet who can slam a revolving door. Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 12th. 1,293 head were sold. 11 head of steers at 244 brought 322. 3 at 457 brought 270. 5 at 554 brought 232. 6 at 599 brought 237. 3 at 687 brought 208. 12 at 691 brought 196. 4 at 945 brought 155. 12 head of heifers at 380 brought 234. 3 at 490 brought 228, 4 at 526 brought 217, 6 at 541 brought 218, 13 at 542 brought 223, 6 at 692 brought 170, 18 at 900 brought 176, butcher cows were 43 to 105, butcher bulls brought 70 to 125.50, bred cows were 860 to 1475, pairs brought 575 to 2500. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I think Jill's got the headphone deal figured out.
We're getting there. I have your Northwest Oklahoma weather for you, and I picked the May Ranch. And I'm honestly, I think I've never picked them.
Yeah,
I'm, on the four I, in the 4 months I've been here, I don't think I've picked them.
Yeah,
so.
I do a lot, so I bet you haven't.
For, at the May Ranch, it is 69 degrees. It feels like 69 degrees. Dew point is 53 degrees today. Humidity is 56%. Wind is out of the north-northwest at 9 miles an hour. Wind gusts are going to peak at 16 miles an hour today. Today, you can expect a high of 79 degrees. It's going to be mostly sunny. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 54 degrees with wind shifting from the northeast to the southeast. Tomorrow it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 79 degrees, winds out of the southeast. Tomorrow night there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 58 degrees. Thursday there's also a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 80 degrees. Thursday night, 80% chance of rain showers. Friday, 70% chance of rain showers, and Friday night it's just going to be partly cloudy, and by Saturday it's going to be partly sunny and 73 degrees.
Looks like I took a little peek at the long ranger.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like most of Western Oklahoma is moving in, Eastern Texas Panhandle is moving into monsoon season.
Really?
Yeah, it looks good. There's a 40 to 60% chance of rain every day next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so anyway.
So you're telling me I shouldn't wash my car?
I'm telling you not to lay any hay down this weekend.
That too. I was going to go wash my car. It is disgusting after the rain and then driving on a dirt road. It's filthy. And
how much rain did you guys get at your house over the last couple of weeks?
I think 2 inches, maybe a little over 2 inches.
Things are green out there.
Things are green. I don't think I've seen that grass that green in like 2 years.
Right.
It's and crazy.
And then you haven't been over to Hex, right?
I haven't. My dad, I believe, is farming over there right now. So,
what's he farming?
I think he's planting hay grazer.
Oh, yeah. It's time.
Yeah, I think on our little pivot area.
Yeah.
Yep, I think.
Because that's not all grass, is it?
I don't think so.
Is there any grass under the pivot? I can't remember. I seen you take a video.
It's been a while since I've been out there because I've been busy with graduate stuff, but he knows.
Just drama. So, anyway, so your dad's listening.
Yeah, probably. Hey. He's on the tractor, I think.
Hey, Dad, text in and let us know what you're doing.
Let us know what
if
you're
don't
doing.
Text in, I'm going to have Jill call you live on there. So, anyway, let us know what you're doing over there. Anyway, you text Jill or me or the text line, doesn't matter. Well, before we get to the energy deal, kind of some stuff like involves your dad there.
Yeah, a little bit. And
today is Heyday Tuesday.
Heyday.
And I have an inventory count for the United States on hay. Inventory in the U.S., hay mows on May 1 shrunk by 13% from a year ago. Compared to May 1 of 2020, spring hay stocks are down 29% or 5.9 million tons. Based on the USDA's crop production report released last week, May 1 hay stocks dropped by 2.2 million tons from a year ago. This follows a 7% decline in May stocks from 2021 to 2022 and a 12% drop from 2020 to 2021. Okay, get ready until we get in the 30s so we can figure out if we're in the 2020s or the 2030s. Hay stocks currently stand at just over 14.5 million tons. This past December, year over year, hay stocks declined by 7.1 million tons. The recent May 1 hay stocks estimates is the lowest we've seen since 2013, and that's because 2012 was one of the worst droughts we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
When the nation's hay inventory totaled 14.15 million. So, I mean, we're right there even with 2013. Some of our largest hay producing states have had significantly year over year May 1 stock declines. Colorado down 71%, Nebraska down 58%, Iowa down 47%, Georgia's hay stocks are down 37%, Texas is down 34%, Oklahoma's down 33%. But there's a few states where it's up. Nevada, up 102%. Washington's up 100%. And Minnesota is up 73%. And Utah's up 66%. How about those Utah softball team?
Oh, dude, they came out of nowhere.
Boy.
I was like, man, I didn't even know Utah had a softball team. I didn't know that they were this good.
That's just when I thought of that when I read that. They're really good.
No, I was watching them one day and I was like,
so anyway, hay disappearance, primary feeding between December 1 of 22 and May of 23 totaled 57.4 million tons. I know we see a lot of round bales of hay out there right now,
mm-hmm.
but it's way down. I can tell you, it used to be in every field. It's like every other field right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going.
See?
Oh, Dad, he's getting it.
He's on the tractor.
Well, looks like he already sold it. Oh, we don't need to see you, Brent. What do you, anyway, is he sowing? Oh, I bet he's sowing in some hay stubble or rice stubble, isn't he?
I don't ask questions. I just
do what you're told.
Yeah.
Anyway, last but not least, the current hay stock numbers are just one of the many reasons for the recent run of historical strong prices for hay. This is justification to think that hay prices may decline or at least hold steady at their current level. It ain't looking that good. The most compelling reason to think that prices have already passed their peak is weather. A good share of the West is flush with moisture going into 23 growing season, which wasn't the case last year, and also moderate weather is expected with the retreat of La Nina conditions. Not El Nina, La Nina. And that it's plagued the U.S. over the last several years.
Boo. We don't like La Nina. We like El
Nino. We like El Nino, and we won't see her until this fall.
El or, wait, La?
La is going neutral.
That's good.
El's coming to see us this fall.
That's good.
So, anyway, got that?
The L would be he. You said she.
Huh?
Spanish? L would be he.
Yeah. What's the
La
other one?
Is she.
Oh, aren't you smart?
I took Spanish class in high school. I know the difference.
I took Spanish from them guys down there at the resort at Cancun. So I don't repeat them up here because I'm probably going to get in trouble.
He's going to come see us this fall.
So you and I, great minds, think a lot alike.
Apparently.
Yes. And Jill come in to, she had a couple things you want to talk about, and she pointed at one of them. It was a little long. Then we went to this other one, and she was showing me on the computer, and I handed it to her in black and white because I'd already
seen it. Printed it off and everything.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool, though. I mean, it helps all of our co-ops, whether in the nation. So if you want to tell everybody what you came across.
So the Biden administration has announced an $11 billion for rural clean energy projects, basically. Yeah. And so the programs are meant to put rural electric cooperatives on equal footing with larger privately owned companies that have already put major funding into clean energy development. The programs represent the largest single funding effort for rural electrification since President Franklin Roosevelt signed the Rural Electrification, that was a big word, Act in 1936. And you know what? I just realized I started on the wrong page, but you know what? We're just going to roll with it because at this point, I don't care. The money is not only to address the climate impacts of fossil energy and reduce home energy costs, but to act as an economic engine for rural areas. Ali Zaidi, who is the White House National Climate Advisor, says that a state line analysis that showed 7 of the top 10 largest gross domestic product growth increases between 2019 and 2021 had significant wind farm production. He says this is a proven driver of economic growth on the ground. We want more folks to be able to tap into that opportunity. We're seeing this not only translates into lower energy costs, but to places that have been shut down, turning back on as sources of economic opportunity. Rural electric cooperatives are eligible for the new ERA program. Up to 25% of the funding in that program can be in the form of direct grants. Utilities can use the money to build renewable energy systems, zero emission systems, and carbon capture facilities, according to the department release. The climate laws allows the stacking of benefits. That means utilities that receive loans and grants through the program can also use the clean energy tax credits that were approved in the law. The USDA will begin to accept initial applications for funding on July 31st. Applicants are expected to write more detailed proposals for funding after the USDA accepts their initial applications. The PACE program provides loans to renewable energy developers and electric service providers to help finance large-scale solar, wind, geothermal, biomass, hydropower projects, and energy storage in support of renewable energy systems. The program is targeted to vulnerable, disadvantaged, tribal, and energy communities. It's in line with the Biden administration goal to give at least 40% of the overall benefits of certain federal spending to disadvantaged communities. The USDA can forgive up to 40% of most of the loans in the program. Up to 60% of loans to applicants in some U.S. territories and tribal communities can be forgiven. Initial applications for that program will open on June 30th. So back to the first page. Since I skipped the first page, this is like the general part of this.
So they're going to give a lot of money out.
Basically, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will begin to administer two loan and grant programs worth nearly $11 billion to boost clean energy systems in rural areas, administration officials said today.
Gotcha.
And Congress approved the federal spending, $9.7 billion for a grant and loan program. The department is calling the New Empowering Rural America Program, or New ERA, as I said a while ago, and $1 billion for a Powering Affordable Clean Energy Program that will provide partly forgivable loans in the energy, health, and taxes law Democrats passed last summer.
Might have to get your daddy to explain that a little more to you.
Yeah, he probably knows a little bit more about it.
And then you can talk about it Thursday.
I can go into a little more detail. Because that was, it's kind of hard to put into general terms. Yes.
Simplify. Yes. All we know is we're getting $11 billion.
Yep.
And there's some loans that might be forgivable to a certain percent. And so, anyway, your dad's putting peas with his hay grazer, too.
Oh, cowpeas?
Yeah.
I like cowpeas.
Yeah. So he's putting, I read his text.
He texted you, not me? How rude.
No, it says Jill and Jimmy.
Jill and, did it not? Oh, okay.
Maybe you didn't read
it. I didn't read it.
Yeah.
I was too busy reading this other thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Let's take a Stockman's bet. You like that?
I like that button now.
Let's take a Stockman Veterinary Clinic break, and when we come back, I'll let you give out the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for Western Oklahoma and Eastern Texas Panhandle. All right?
Yay.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Come and get it. Are you a farmer or livestock producer? Then you're invited to attend one of several ribeye steak dinners and informational meetings courtesy of Ag Defense Risk Management. They'll be sharing the latest details on recent changes to subsidized programs offered by the USDA through federal crop insurance that helps to manage risk you face related to lack of rainfall and falling cattle prices. Leave your checkbooks at home and plan on attending their next meeting Tuesday, May 16th at 2M Ranch and Home, located at 120 North 4th Street in Sayre. Ribeyes will be served at 6:30 p.m. RSVP is not required. For more information, visit their website at agdefenserm.com or call 580-454-4367. Best defense is Ag Defense. Ag Defense is an equal opportunity employer. Hope to see you there.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaugh, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Jimmy Clark's calendar goes straight from March 31st to April 2nd because nobody fools Jimmy Clark. A good afternoon to Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 15th. 1,065 head were sold, 12 head of steers at 591, brought 219, 22 at 689, brought 222, 4 at 774, brought 205, 12 at 861, brought 184, 9 at 898, brought 188, 34 at 900, brought 189, 41 at 968, brought 187. 750. Four head of heifers at 453 brought 221. 14 at 559 brought 218. 7 at 767 brought 188. 13 at 787 brought 196. 3 at 790 brought 186. 53 at 856 brought 182. 74 at 892 brought 179. 10 butcher cows were 64 to 107. Butcher bulls brought 97 to 139.75. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction exit 71. Clinton, Oklahoma sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And Jill Metter. Welcome back, everybody, to the Today in Ag show. Jill and I are, it's been a little different today with headphones and cough buttons, sneeze buttons.
I didn't know I had a cough button until I've been here for 4 months and I didn't know I had one.
She was right like,
it's a cough button. I'm like, you're just now telling me this? I've been here for 4 months.
What is the forecast? Who'd you pick?
I picked Granfield, Oklahoma.
Cool.
It is 73 degrees in Granfield. It feels like 73 degrees. Dew point is 56 degrees. Humidity is 56%. Wind is out of the northwest at 12 miles an hour. Wind gust will get up to 18 miles an hour today. Today you can expect a high of 81 degrees with winds out of the northwest. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 57 degrees, winds shifting from the northeast to east. Tomorrow, high of 82 degrees, it's going to be mostly sunny. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a 60 degree, with a low of 60 degrees. Thursday, there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 84 degrees. And Thursday night, there's a 40% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 64. Friday, 80% chance of rain showers with a high of 83 degrees. And Friday night, 40% chance of rain showers with a low of 58 degrees.
So we got lots of chances of rain showers coming up Thursday and Friday.
Especially like leading into the weekend.
Yep. Well, it'll be great. We're getting dry.
We need more rain.
Yeah, we need more rain. We need some pond fillers. Sorry. We really do. I caught a little water in my pond down there west of Willow. I noticed yesterday. I finally, I got to let it dry a day after the rain before you hit those roads down there by my place. And anyway, I got a little bit of water in the ponds, which is good. Okay, come and get it, guys. Are you a farmer or a livestock producer? Then you're invited to attend one of these several ribeye steak dinners and informational meetings courtesy of the Ag Defense Risk Management. They'll be sharing the latest details on recent changes to subsidized programs offered by the USDA through federal crop insurance. It helps to manage risks you face related to the lack of rainfall and falling cattle prices. Leave your checkbooks at home tonight, Tuesday, May 16th. That's the day, right?
Yes.
Yep. At the 2M Ranch and home, located at the store at 120 North 4th Street, right there in Sayre. You can't miss it. It's on the north side of the stoplight, on the right-hand side, east side. Anyway, no RSVP is required. Ribeyes will be served at 6:30. If you got any questions, go to their website, which is agdefenserm.com, or call 580-454-4367. Why wouldn't you go get a free ribeye?
I mean, it's steak.
It's steak. It's beef.
Come on now.
It's what's for dinner. So anyway, go check it out tonight at Sayre. It's coming up 6:30 tonight. It's easy to find. Right inside, north of the only stoplight in Sayre.
I mean, there's only one.
Did you know Sayre and Aunt Carter both have one stoplight each?
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I hope Guy Hilton's not listening.
Does Eric only have one, two, or they have two? I feel like they only have one, like right there in the middle of town.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's where all of them are.
Yeah, so, right there in the middle of town.
Right there in the middle of town. Anyway, you got some reports on pasture conditions.
I do, yeah. Speaking of rain, even though we have gotten some rain in the last few weeks, pastures
we're
are still
in a drought.
Very dry, yes. So, yes. I'm looking at some graphs here comparing pasture conditions from 2013 and now. And so 2013 was when we were kind of coming out of the drought, if I remember.
Well,
is that a little later?
No, the peak of it was 2012, but we were still in it in 13.
Right.
We really didn't get our first major rainfalls until 2015.
Okay, that's the year that it, like,
14.
Flooded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what I thought. But so that we were still in a drought in 2013, but based off of the data I'm looking here, we are almost worse now than we were in 2013. And so pasture range conditions, even across the U.S., have improved since last year, but conditions are poor in the plains. As Kansas sets records for the worst conditions in history, one livestock economist thinks more cow culling could happen this year. So USDA's first national look at pasture and range conditions shows 33% is rated good to excellent, and 37% is poor to very poor. So I'm looking at this data, and basically it's just like a line straight through the middle of the United States where all the plains are, and it's just dark as could be. Everywhere else isn't as bad, but Nebraska through Texas and a little bit of South Dakota, it's pretty dark. So USDA meteorologist Brad Ripley says Kansas currently has the lowest rangeland pasture condition on record for the modern era, which is based on the condition index. For this time of year, we're running pretty close to, but a little lower than spring of 2013. So for Kansas, what I'm looking at for Kansas, you can see several 2 to 3 year pairings of low range and pasture conditions. Even with some recent rain, Western Kansas is still waiting on moisture as the entire Plains region works to dig out from the drought. Oklahoma State Extension livestock specialist Darrell Peel says the cattle herd could continue to shrink. He says, I expect there's still some culling continuing. Producers who through the winter likely face more culling with the lack of pasture and hay growth now. Beef cow slaughter is down from last year, but is likely still higher than it would be without continuing drought. Peel points out recent rains helped in some areas, but it's temporary. He says without follow-up moisture, it will be just a delay and more decisions. I don't think the rain extended too far up into Kansas, but most of Oklahoma got a decent rain. Cattle water is still an issue as well, especially with temps climbing for summer. The recent rain didn't refill any ponds. If you talk to any livestock producer in that area, they'll tell you the pond levels are scary low, with grazing conditions so poor it's only adding to the tough decisions cattle producers in those areas will be forced to make. So he says, what is going to happen in already cast? The drought may extend it further into some additional culling. The bigger drought question is timing. Will we move into El Nino conditions by late summer? At least so next year looks better, even if it's too late for this summer. So once we for sure stop getting worse, we will start rebuilding, and that means sharply lower cow culling and increased heifer retention. That will take the already climbing cattle prices to a much higher level. He says the timing of that is uncertain, but he thinks it could start this fall and extend into most of next year. Yeah.
No bueno.
No bueno.
Well, anyway, I had a few texts come in on stoplight conversation. My wife says Carter does not have stoplight. Carter has four-way stop signs, but it still has a flashing light hanging over there. Either that or they've taken it down, and I haven't paid no attention.
Wow.
But I bet this is Monty Tucker. I think I recognize his number. He is the head honcho of the Tucker Family Beef Farm.
Oh, I know. I know who he is.
He says Sweetwater has a stop light.
Sweetwater has a
stop light. Yeah,
wow.
Do. Yep. So, anyway.
One blinking light. It's like Radiator Springs out of the movie Cars. One blinking light.
Okay. Anyway, here is some hay prices from you guys, and none of them are going down. I've heard in our area out here, rye or wheat hay going from anywhere from $125 to $150 a bale or $200 a ton, and that's all I know.
Wow.
That's all I've heard of. I've got some oat hay getting ready to go down. I was thinking $300 a ton. Then I thought, nah, I wouldn't do that to nobody. Anyway, it's already sold anyway. No, I'm just kidding. I would not do that. California, premium alfalfa, $300 to $400. Iowa, $200 to $275 a ton. This is all premium alfalfa. Missouri is $180 to $300. Nebraska's $270 on the average. These are going off numbers. The only hay that was reported last week sold. Oklahoma, nothing available. Pennsylvania, $320. Oregon, $400 a ton. South Dakota, $240 to $300 a ton. And Texas, anywhere from $365 delivered to $433 a ton. And that's not delivered. Grass hay prices in California, $250 to $320 a ton. Iowa's $205 to $218 a ton. Kansas, anywhere from $160 to $225 a ton on grass hay. And listening to your report there, they probably don't have a lot of grass hay.
Mm-mm.
Unless it's underneath the pivot. And they're running a little low on water up there, too.
Yep.
And so Oklahoma, nothing available. Montana is $360 a ton. Missouri's $175 a ton. Pennsylvania, $260 to $370 a ton. None of these are delivered. And Oregon is $385 to $485. And Texas, $240 to $410 delivered. And we got that going on. So, anyway, Washington is $325 a ton. Nothing available in Oklahoma or Wyoming for your hay prices. That's all per ton.
Mm-hmm.
Show's already over with.
I know. It went by so fast today.
Yeah. Anyway, so your dad's out sowing some hay.
Mm-hmm.
Some Sudan. And hay grazer and peas mixed
cowpeas
together. That's a good blend.
It is a good blend.
I got the...
Yeah, he'll move my... Once he gets that plant in, it starts coming up. He'll move my cows that I get to look at right out the, like, our living room window that I get to watch.
She's going to take them over
there. He'll
Grace?
Take them over there, and then I have nothing to look at. I'm like, what am I supposed to look at? The grass?
Yeah. Saving it. Oh, so he's planting this to graze? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
The old pasture break. Anyway, thanks for coming in, Miss Jill.
Of course.
It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Jill Metter. You guys have a great day. Blessed day. Enjoy the sunshine. Get your stuff done. Rain's coming back Thursday.
Yeah, and stay out of the cottonwood.
God bless you guys. See ya.